Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bagby, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau scores. Hockett moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hockett bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Quell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hoge hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Kennedy moves to third. Turner moves to second. George Dickey pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Chubby Dean now pitching. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for George Dickey. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Leo Wells pinch runs for Dario Lodigiani. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.